A group of horseback riders wants Burnaby Council to reverse a decision to pave over a gravel multi-use path in Burnaby Lake Regional Park. In December, Council approved paving a section of Burnaby Lake's Southeast Greenway, which Metro Vancouver Regional District has identified as a pedestrian and cyclist connector. But the Burnaby Horsemen's Association, which has its stables, home to 59 horses, at the edge of the park, wants the paving to be stopped. "Paving is not a safe surface for horses," said Director Erica Nasichuk, speaking to council as part of a delegation January 14. "Paving ends horseback riding on the trail. Proceeding with this paving project will remove half of all of the horseback riding trails in the park," she said. Burnaby is considering paving sections of trail around Burnaby Lake. In December, City Council approved section 1 foot to be paved by City of Burnaby, the equestrian nonprofit, which had 258 members in 2024, half of whom were Burnaby residents, said it feels the city has left its members out of the public consultation process. The paving is planned for a chunk of about 1.35 kilometers of well-maintained BC Hydro Access gravel road underneath the aerial power lines, according to a staff report. Staff said in December the estimated cost for that section is a little less than $1.5 million. Count. Save Dhaliwal referred the delegation's presentation to staff for further discussion and engagement. He highlighted the association's decades-long history in the park, but added new interest in cycling means the city has to consider the whole community of park-goers and pointed to the in-the-works Highway 1 pedestrian overpass project, which is intended to connect Burnaby Lake to the cultural hub and park at Deer Lake. The Highway 1 pedestrian and bike overpass is planned to connect Burnaby Lake and Deer Lake. By City of Burnaby, wrong cycling priority? But the horseback riders aren't the only ones with concerns about the paving. Count. Allison G.U. was the sole opponent of the project in December, when she voted against the recommendation to pave the gravel section. "I don't see how this aligns with our transportation goals," she said. "Because this is already an all ages and abilities cycling network. We need to be concentrating all of our resources on separating cyclists from vehicular traffic to make sure that people are safe," she added. She raised further environmental concerns about paving green infrastructure. Count. Pietro Calandino disagreed. He said the route is part of the region's cycling network and noted the city had previously made a commitment to Metro Vancouver, which manages Burnaby Lake Park, to finish the project. The city is considering paving more sections of the trail, although the remaining sections are expected to be more complicated to pave due to environmental, jurisdictional and archaeological challenges. In the meantime, staff are working on a comprehensive master plan for Burnaby Lake to establish the ultimate goals and objectives for the park, including from a social, environmental, economic and amenity perspective. As of the December report, staff are working on the engineering designs for the paving project but will report back to council before any construction begins. This story has been updated to reflect the correct number of Burnaby Horsemen's Association members.